Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, UpRegis Oracle Practice Leader. And I just want to take a couple minutes today to talk to you about Oracle in their most recent earnings call. So many of you probably heard about that by now. Larry Ellison came out and really went off a bit of a tear going into SAP, announcing over 100 different companies that have either made the move to Oracle end-to-end or in the process have done some some of their cloud applications they've moved to Oracle, and there's the potential for them to move the rest of everything over. So it was the first time that Larry Ellison's really named names. He's been saying for a while now, about over a year or so, maybe even a bit longer than that, claiming how SAP customers are all up for grabs because they simply have not rewritten their code for cloud. They're not really a true cloud, according to Larry Ellison. And I'm just saying what a tremendous advantage that Oracle has and how so many of SAP's customers have been contacting Oracle to make the move. So it was the first time he went through that type of list and listed over 100 different companies globally that have made that move or at least started that journey. Doesn't mean they might do everything, but he started that journey. So it was a pretty significant earnings call for that reason. Unfortunately, their numbers didn't quite match what Wall Street hoped, so their stock stayed rather flat. But they really do seem to be on a tear. And from what we're seeing in the market, they are definitely gaining some traction. In some of the engagements we've been working on, seeing Oracle go head-to-head with SAP as well as with Workday, they've been faring much better over the last year. They fared much better than they have over the last 2 to 4 years going head-to-head. It really does seem like with everything that happened with COVID and the kind of the digital transformation, many organizations seem to be had those projects on the back burner or were looking to do them over the next few years, and that really got accelerated into this year. We're seeing a lot of activity out there, and Oracle's definitely in the mix of it. So it is interesting. I think also when you factor in some of the things we've seen with some of the security breaches and some of the challenges that we've had with some of the other cloud providers, and Oracle really having their security from what it seems like with OCI, Autonomous Database, et cetera, all really buttoned up, they do seem like they're in a pretty good position to do well. I do think, however, the pressure is still on Oracle. They need to really start showing that top-line revenue growth. We're seeing Oracle get very aggressive in many cases with their pricing, where they think there's a competitive landscape and they feel they have to do a lot to win. We are seeing Oracle step up. Also saw recently Oracle is taking on some additional debt that they're probably going to use for acquisitions as well as for some internal investment in building out infrastructure. So a lot is going on with Oracle. What I think is they're going to have a big push here in Q4, and even throughout the rest of this year, it's certainly going to be a strong year for the market, as everything just seems to be growing. Many organizations seem to be putting in a lot of investment. And all that presents a good opportunity for customers. So if you are looking to move to Oracle, or have already made the move, you have a great opportunity here to really sit down with Oracle, looking at negotiating overall the kind of the strategic vision that you have longer term. But making sure you take a holistic approach with Oracle. If you're willing to do that, we are seeing Oracle step up. I would also say I'm seeing Oracle spend a little bit more time with the relationship. I think word has kind of hit home a little bit as far as their focus and how they just seem to historically taken customers for granted, acted a little like, it's one of the words I used to hear a lot was arrogant. But it's really starting to see a lot more of Oracle willing to invest in those top-to-top relationships. I'm trying to really listen to their customer and understand a little bit more. So I do think there's a lot more positives there from Oracle over the last, I'd say, the last 6 to 12 months than we've seen over the last, 3 to 4 years. So if you are looking at Oracle, I think there's a great opportunity there. And certainly, use to your advantage the fact that, Larry Ellison's been out there telling people how many people are moving over to SAP and the fact that he still needs to continue to prove it on a quarterly basis. And this Q4 is certainly going to be a huge quarter for them as Wall Street's really looking out to see how they capitalize on their strongest quarter historically.